Life Action Ministries presents Base Camp Adventures.
Now, be good, gal. Make sure you obey your instructors.
I will, Dad.
They're friends of mine, you know. Your mother and I are just a quick phone call and a space shuttle right away if you need us.
I know. Love you.
I reciprocate your deepest affections, progeny. Fare thee well.
You too.
Gal, over here.
Max!
Hey, and there's Doug and Lynn.
Hey, guys. It's been, what, 3 weeks since Base Camp Summer Sessions ended?
Sounds right.
This is going to be great. I've never been to Base Camp in the fall before.
Yeah, I'm glad Ranger Piper and Mr. Terrence are doing this. It'll be great doing stuff at Base Camp all year round.
Yeah. Feels weird, though, wearing jackets down here at camp and not just on the mountains.
But think of all the cool new experiences. Jumping in base camp leaves, eating base camp pumpkin pie, breathing frosty base camp air.
We can do all that at home.
Did you not hear me put base camp in front of everything I listed? That's what makes it special.
Are you excited, Doug?
Yep.
Okay, then.
Hi, are you guys walking to base camp, too?
Yep. Sure are.
Mind if I walk with you? I'm new.
Sure. I'm Lynn.
Kylie, have you guys been coming to base camp for a while?
I've been coming since I was legally old enough. My dad used to come here as a kid, and he loves it.
The rest of us have been coming for a couple years. Right, Doug?
Yep.
Great. Nice to know I'll have some people who can keep up with me.
Keep up with you?
Oh, yeah. I've been climbing mountains since I was old enough to walk.
Seriously?
Yep. And I love to practice all year round. We just moved to Apacia, and I heard about this camp. Thought I'd check it out. What kind of times do you guys clock reaching the summit?
We don't really clock times. We're more in it for the fun, I guess.
Interesting.
All right, everyone, round up.
There's Mr. Terrence. Let's go.
Welcome, everyone, to the first ever Base Camp Fall Retreats. For those of you who are just joining us for the first time, I'm sure all our regulars will tell you about it. But we usually only hold base camp in the summer. Kids stay for weeks and we have a great time. But for these new retreats, we'll be cramming all the fun of base camp into these 6 weekends. And we're adding a bunch of fun activities. Alright, follow me and Nurse Klein and we'll get you guys set up in your bunks. If you're new, go ahead to the office for registration.
That's me. I'll see you guys later for warm-ups before we hit the trail.
Okay.
Well, she's a little...
goal-oriented?
That's one way to put it.
Hello.
Hey there, welcome to base camp. I'm Ranger Piper.
Hi, I'm Kylie.
Good to meet you. Come on over here and we'll pull up your registration form.
Thanks. My parents filled it out online.
Okay, we should be able to find it here.
So, I heard the counselor say we're doing activities today.
Yeah, we've got some great ones.
When do we start climbing? This is a climbing camp, right?
Well, yeah, but you gotta hold your horses there. We have to make sure you're ready before you head off climbing. These mountains can be dangerous if you don't know what you're doing.
Oh, don't worry about me. I know all there is to know about mountain climbing.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I even brought everything I need.
Ah, just like me at her age. How about you show me all your stuff you brought then?
Sure.
That, climbing magazine you got there?
Yeah.
I used to read stuff like that when I was first getting started, though I had some pretty interesting and inaccurate interpretations of the advice they gave. That's why proper instruction is so important, and...
Oh, I didn't buy that to read it. I'm on the cover of that one, that's all.
Say what now?
Yeah, that's me.
Youngest mountain climber to set state record.
Yeah, so anyway...
Wow, pickaxe and a Bowie knife. Are those legal in this county?
Yeah, it's your standard stuff. Harness, rope, walkie-talkie, helmet, boot cleats, climbing chalk, survival kit, GPS system.
And a custom embroidered jacket set from North Mountain Apparel? How much did that cost?
Money's no object when you're pursuing your dream, Ranger Piper. So, are we good here? Clear for climbing?
I'd still like to test you, but I suppose we don't have any courses ready during this retreat for someone of your, apparent skill level. So if you're really wanting to do some hardcore climbing, I'll have to put something together for you.
Sounds great. Set it up. I'll be in touch.
Okay. Your registration is all set. Go ahead and make your way to the bunkhouses.
Will do.
Wow.
Sounds like she knows what she's doing.
Or at least she thinks she knows what she's doing. Don't get me wrong, she seems like she has it way more together than I did at her age, but I'm still a little concerned.
Think she's overconfident?
It's a possibility. I mean, I could be wrong, but...
Pride goes before the fall.
Yes.
Well, just try talking to her. We got through to you eventually, didn't we?
Yeah, after a few years.
And it was worth it.
Aw, shucks. So how's your day going?
Okay, so far. Everyone's all set up in their cabins. Now it's on to the interview process.
Oh yeah, let me know when you've narrowed it down.
Will do. Hi, I'm Terrence. I'm one of the administrators here at the camp. I guess you're here because you're interested in working with us. What's your name?
I am called Leopold.
You are calling me Sven.
I'm Jenny.
Like where Erica and Amy?
Zoner's the name, fun's my game!
Your name is Zoner?
Just a nickname, because, you know, the way I talk sounds like I'm zoning out.
Are you zoning out?
Well, not all the time.
Okay, but I'm, gonna need your real name.
Fine. My real name is Archibald Winslow Van Buren. My friends call me Zoner. Please, call me Zoner.
So... Do you have any experience with mountain climbing?
Sven is raised on mountain in motherland. Mountain is Sven's home.
Like, no, but I guess I could watch an online tutorial or something, I guess.
I've climbed like 2 mountains, man. Little ones.
I've been chased across many mountains.
Chased?
Did I ask you any questions about your past? No. No, I didn't.
We, like, have so much experience on the rock wall at our gym.
Are you good with kids?
We have our own babysitting service.
What's there to know? Just sit them in front of a TV and chill.
Bro, I used to work for this family camp up in Michigan. Loved it. Tons of kids.
I was a child once. Long ago.
Sven is whipping the children into shape, yeah?
Yeah? Let's say, hypothetically, some campers get into a prank war, as a random, non-specific example. What would you do?
Whoa, sounds fun!
I would stare intensely into their very souls until they stopped their illegal activity.
Sven would punish campers. 3 weeks in gulag.
I don't know. Just give them some money so they could stop or whatever.
We are so good at pranks. We would, like, totally win.
Oh, there's the new girl.
Whoa, I think you mean Rambo.
Hi, guys. What are you up to?
What are you up to? Invading Finland?
Humor. Good one.
We were just gonna go play some roofball. Wanna come with us?
Can't right now. I'm meeting Ranger Piper for some testing before an advanced climb.
Wow. It's been like 3 hours since registration. You know there's a lot of fun stuff to do around here. Ranger Piper and Mr. Terrence will lead us climbing later. It's on the schedule.
I can see how you casual climbers would be content to relax on the standard hikes, but a woman of my standing needs to keep sharp.
Woman?
Of your standing?
We're the same age.
Pardon us lowly serfs, your majesty.
Lynn, that's a little harsh.
I'm sorry if you were offended, but I'm only saying.
Hey, girls, what's going on?
Nothing, Ranger Piper. Just hearing all about the new advanced climbing session you're offering.
Oh, well, it's nothing official. I just offered to test Kylie.
It will be official. Just tell me what to do.
Okay, follow me. All right, so this should give me a good preliminary understanding of where you're at skill-wise. This over here is the hardest section of the ropes course. If you can clear it in 3 minutes, we'll talk about doing some more advanced climbing up on the mountain there.
Sounds good to me. Whenever you're ready.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go. go.
Last obstacle.
What?
That's 3 minutes.
But that's not fair. I've never seen an obstacle like this one before.
That's probably because it was designed by our camp's founder.
Well, I wasn't prepared for it.
You have to be prepared for the unexpected up on the mountain.
I know that. Let me try again.
Okay, back to the starting line.
Let me do it again.
Well, we've got dinner coming up soon, and then the campfire. Maybe we could do this again tomorrow?
That's not fair.
Kylie, I'm doing this as a favor. It isn't on the schedule, okay? So you can take my offer or leave it.
Fine.
Great. Let's go get dinner. How'd the interviews go today?
Let's not talk about that.
That bad, huh?
How about you with that advanced climber?
About the same.
Ouch. Really?
She's got skill, no doubt about it, but her attitude isn't great.
How so?
When she couldn't do the last obstacle on the ropes course.
Classic.
Yeah, she kind of flipped. She was so angry, I thought she was going to pop a vein in her forehead. I get the feeling that climbing is everything for her. And since she can't do that obstacle, it's like wrecking her world.
She's in for a rough lesson then.
Yeah, but I hope it's not too rough. She's trying again tomorrow.
Gotcha. I'll be praying.
Thanks.
Why can't I do this?
Now take a breath, Kylie. It's okay.
Easy for you to say.
I can help if you want, give you a boost there at the end.
Is that allowed?
Sure is.
But why would I do that?
To complete the course on time?
Yeah, but what's the point if I can't do it myself?
Like I said, the point is to complete the course on time.
Not if I'm not doing it with my own skill. I can do this. Let's go again.
Okay.
I can do this!
Kylie, can I tell you a secret?
Is the secret how to defy gravity?
No.
Then I don't know how it's going to help me. I've tried this every way I can think of.
What if it would help you?
Fine. What's the secret?
The secret is, this last obstacle you've been trying to hurdle, it's impossible to do without a second person.
What? Why would you design an impossible obstacle course and then demand that I complete it before mountain climbing? What kind of camp is this?
Well, it's a camp where you'll hopefully learn something.
Like what? Giving up?
No, like acknowledging your need for help. The last obstacle is doable if you have a helping hand.
This is ridiculous. I haven't needed help with my climbing since I was in second grade.
It's your choice, Kylie. Would you like some help or not?
Not. I'm calling my dad. I'll be out of here tomorrow.
Do you have any first aid training or experience?
What, you mean like dealing with blood?
Yes, I am quite used to the sight of blood.
In Motherland, we rub dirt and wound and keep walking.
Like, we watched 10 seasons of General Hospital.
You know that Operation board game? Well, yeah, I played that. Once. A long time ago.
Any experience with wild animals? This is the wilderness, after all.
Does my Uncle John count?
I was bitten by a wolf. Once.
Bro, I had this hamster as a kid. He'd eat anything, and I mean anything.
You will not be believing this. But Sven is working with elephants and lions in circus years ago. How many elephants and lions is this mountain having?
We love penguins!
You've worked with penguins?
No, but we love them.
Do you have a relationship with Jesus?
Wait, isn't that guy like dead or something?
I haven't been to church in a long time. Not since the incident.
Like, we both had boyfriends named Jesus in college.
Sven is Eastern Orthodox believer.
Oh, you mean like a relationship where I trusted him to save me from my sins and I obey what he says and rely on him for everything, every waking moment of every day? Yeah, I got one of those.
Oh, Okay, everyone, settle down. It's time for a story.
Great, another monkey story like last night?
Hey, Taiju's a classic.
Give it time, Kylie. It'll grow on you.
Not likely. I'm getting out of here.
What story are we doing tonight, Ranger Piper? Can we do Marcus's journey?
Not tonight, Max. I thought we'd take a little break from some of the journal stories and do one tonight straight from the Bible.
What right does she have to talk about the Bible when she tricked me with that obstacle course?
Shh.
It's actually a story about a story. It's a story Jesus told. He was talking to some people who thought they had it all together. They thought that because of the good things they did, they were right with God and he smiled on everything they did. Jesus' story went a little something like this.
Oh, look, Milka, there he is, the one I was telling you about.
The Pharisee?
Yes, Lemuel. Over here.
Good morning, Rivkwa. And how can I help you today?
No help required, just saying hello. I wanted to introduce you to my friend Milka.
Rabbi, it's an honor. I've heard many good things about you.
The honor is mine, I'm sure, Milka. Lovely to meet you, ladies. I'm afraid I must cut this conversation short, as I'm on my way to the temple to pray.
Would you like some fresh dates before you go? Free of charge, of course.
How kind. But I'm afraid I'm fasting today.
Oh, yes, I forgot, Milka. Lemuel fasts. How many times a week?
Twice a week.
Twice a week? 2 whole days without food.
I admire your dedication, Rabbi. Regular fasting is something a truly holy man does, and I'm sure your prayers will be heard.
Thank you. They usually are. If you ever have the time, you may come and hear me pray whenever I'm outside the temple.
Thank you, sir.
A kind offer. We may well just do that.
Excuse me. Pardon the interruption.
Ugh, Lord, deliver us. It's Eldad. What are you doing here?
Rivka, you know why.
Wait. Those robes. That shameful look in your eye. You're a tax collector.
He most certainly is.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Sir, I'm just trying to do my job.
Working for our enemies? Bleeding hard-earned money from God's chosen people? Your own people? Your kind are in a sinful category all to yourselves. Rivka, Milka, good day.
Look, Rivka...
Did you see what you did? Your very presence offended our honored guest. I put up with speaking to you because I have to, but I won't have you scaring away my customers.
Rivka?
Milka, you better get going. You don't want to be seen with this man.
Yes, ma'am.
Look, I just came by to tell you that you're falling behind in your payments. If you don't get some money in soon, the Romans will come down here and take your shop.
And you'll help them do it, won't you?
I just thought I'd let you know. Stop by the tax office when you get a chance, and we'll talk more. I've got to go.
And where are you going? Off to beg at the feet of your Roman masters?
I'm going to the temple to pray.
You?
Yes, me.
You think they'll let you in?
I'm still a Jewish man. I'm allowed in the temple.
I want you to know, Eldad, what you do for a living is filthy. Your hands are crusted with the many sins you've committed against your own people. You think God hears your prayers? You're wasting your time.
Excuse me. Pardon me. If I could just slip by you.
You? What are you doing here?
I'm here to pray, sir.
Are you really? Do you think God will...
Sir, with all due respect, I just want to be left alone right now.
Have it your way, tax collector. Let's get started. Thank you, God, that I am not like other people. Cheaters, sinners, adulterers. I'm certainly not like that tax collector. You know I do holy things. I fast twice a week, and I give a tenth of all my income, just as you commanded.
O God, have mercy on me, for I am a sinner. Nothing I can do can change what I am. I don't even deserve to talk to you. All I can ask for is mercy. Please, mercy.
So let me ask you this. Which one of those two guys praying do you think was right with God at the end of the day?
That's obvious.
Gal?
The tax collector.
That's right.
What? Ranger Piper?
Yes, Kylie?
What do you mean the tax collector was right with God? The whole story is about how he fell short, and the Pharisee measured up.
That's probably what the people who Jesus told the story to thought also. But Jesus has a way of flipping things upside down, or should I say right side up, because we're the ones who have things upside down most of the time. And Jesus says the tax collector was the one who left the temple right with God that day.
I don't get it.
The big word to pay attention to in this story was mercy. The tax collector asked for mercy. In fact, that's all he asked for. That's all he had to say. Anyone know what mercy means?
It's the name of Lex Luthor's bodyguard.
Okay, I didn't know that, but that's not what we're talking about. Anyone else?
Doesn't it mean, like, sparing someone's life or something?
Pretty close. It basically means being kind to someone who doesn't deserve it, which is what God does with us. All of us.
We don't deserve God being nice to us?
Nope. Not according to the Bible. Because of our sin, all we should get is death and darkness for all eternity. That's why all of us need God's mercy. The kindness from him we don't deserve. That includes the Pharisee who thought he was all that. He wasn't relying on the mercy of God. He was relying on his own actions, which, according to Jesus, will get him nowhere. The only thing that can make us right with God is trusting in the mercy he gave us, in what Jesus did for us on the cross.
Even you need God's mercy?
Psh, I probably need it more than anyone. See, God's mercy isn't just forgiveness for our sins. It's even letting us live and survive at all. We need God for everything. The ground beneath your feet, the sun that keeps our planet warm, all the times he secretly intervened in your life to prevent you from being hit by a car that you know nothing about. Jesus says in John 15:5, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." And he means it.
Heard about your message tonight, honey. The kids said it was great.
Thanks. But I never feel like I communicate everything I want to. I hope some of it's sunk in for Kylie. I kind of picked that story for her.
Hey, you know what I always say. God had you give the message for the audience he put in front of you tonight. He's always got a plan.
Yeah. I just hope his plan includes stopping Kylie from leaving tomorrow.
Whoa. She's leaving?
That's what she said. She got fed up with my object lesson with the obstacle course.
I
was doing the Mr. Miyagi thing, having her do stuff without telling her why in hopes the lesson would sink in. But I can see how that might come across as dishonest. Maybe I should apologize.
That might help. I don't know. We've used that lesson on a number of kids, and it's always turned out okay. Mountman Jack even used it on us.
That's what I'm saying! Anyway, I'll go the interviews.
Painful. So painful. I think one of the applicants might be a werewolf.
Okay, JJ.
You know I don't like it when you call me that.
Yes, I do.
There are two applicants who might, and I mean might, work out. We'll see tomorrow. Okay, guys. You made the cut.
Sven is feeling the happiness.
I thought you called us in here because we were in trouble or something.
Let me finish. You made the cut for a trial run. We're going to try you guys out on a temporary basis and see if it works. Sound good?
Da, Sven can hear you.
Totally awesome, dude. Where do we start?
Oh, hey there, Kylie.
Hi, Ranger Piper.
I don't see you carrying a bag. Still planning to leave today?
Well, actually,
hold on. I want to say something. I'm sorry I wasn't upfront with you about needing two people for the obstacle course. I was trying to illustrate a point, but I know it upset you, and I could have gone about it a different way. So, would you please forgive me?
You want me to forgive you?
I'd like you to.
No, what I mean is, I should be asking for your forgiveness.
Oh.
I was really mad at you and this whole camp. I felt like all my skills and hard work were being undermined by, no offense, a bunch of amateurs.
Right. No offense.
But even though I didn't look like it, I was listening to your story, and I did think a lot about it. I did that with everything you said.
What? Really?
Yeah, don't make a big deal out of it, okay? It takes me a while to process.
Okay, okay.
Anyway, I did have a big head. I didn't think I needed help from anyone, and all that stuff you said about needing God's help for everything never even crossed my mind. And it especially never crossed my mind that I didn't deserve it. What I'm trying to say is thank you, and would you please forgive me for being a brat and giving you a hard time?
That is so encouraging to hear, Kylie, and of course I forgive you. You forgive me?
Yes.
So you're staying the rest of the weekend?
Yes.
And coming back next week?
That's the plan.
Awesome. I promise we'll have fun.
Can, you help me with that obstacle later?
I thought you'd never ask.
Piper sure has grown up. She's helping lead base camp now, and I think she's doing a great job. Kylie was pretty confident in her skills as a climber, but when it was suggested that she might need some help, she really didn't want to admit it. That can be how our lives become as Christians if we're not careful. 1 Corinthians 10:12 says, "If you think you are standing strong, be careful not to fall." We get so used to living our lives and doing what we do that we can sometimes forget just how much we truly need God for everything. The most important thing being salvation from our sins. Do you recognize your need for God today? If not, maybe take some time and pray to Him and think of all the ways He provides for you every moment of every day. Need a Hand was written and directed by Evan David. Sound design was provided by Hugh Duncan. Our vocal talent included Evan David, Cheryl Fredericks, Christy Fredericks, Matt Fredericks, Alyssa Herdklotz, Trevor Jones, Heather Kern, Robert Kerr, Abe Krause, Sam Loving, Hallie McBride, Anna Nelson, Michael Poole, Allie Richcreek, Abby Summer, Annabelle Tharnish, Cora Tharnish, and Hudson Banker. Aaron Paulus was the executive producer, and I'm Megan, hoping you enjoyed the show. For more fun from the world of Basecamp, ask a parent and check out our website at lifeaction.org/basecamp, where you can find free coloring pages, additional audio dramas, and more. Basecamp Adventures is a presentation of Life Action.